Daniele Russo. Book 4, Chapter 17 of the Ecclesiastical History of the English People by the Venerable Bede. Chapter 17 of the Synod held in the plain of Haefelth, Archbishop Theodore being present, 680 AD. About this time, Theodore, being informed that the faith of the church at Constantinople was much perplexed by the heresy of Eutychus, and desiring that the churches of the English, over which he presided, should remain free from all such taint, convened an assembly of venerable bishops and many learned men, and diligently inquired into the faith of each. He found them all of one mind in the Catholic faith, and this he caused to be committed to writing by the authority of the Synod as a memorial, and for the instruction of succeeding generations, the beginning of which document is as follows. In the name of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, under the rule of our most pious lords Egfrid, king of the Northumbrians, in the 10th year of his reign, the 17th of September, the 8th indiction, Ethelred, king of the Mercians, in the 6th year of his reign, Adwulf, king of the East Angles, in the 17th year of his reign, and Hlothar, king of Kent, in the 7th year of his reign, Theodore, by the grace of God, Archbishop of the island of Britain and of the city of Canterbury, being present, and the other venerable bishops of the island of Britain sitting with him, the Holy Gospels being laid before them at the place which in the Saxon tongue is called Haefelth, we conferred together and set forth the right and orthodox faith, as our Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh delivered the same to his disciples, who beheld his presence and heard his words, and as it is delivered by the creed of the Holy Fathers, and by all holy and universal synods in general, and by the consent of all approved doctors of the Catholic Church, we, therefore, following them in piety and orthodoxy, and professing accordance with their divinely inspired doctrine, do believe agreeably to it, and with the Holy Fathers confess the Father and Son and Holy Ghost to be properly and truly a Trinity consubstantial in unity, and unity in Trinity, that is, one God in three subsistents or consubstantial persons of equal glory and honour. And after much more of the same sort, appertaining to the confession of the right faith, this holy synod added to its document, we acknowledge the five holy and general counsels of the Blessed Fathers acceptable to God, that is, of the 318 assembled at Nicaea against the most impious Annas and his tenets, and at Constantinople of 150 against the madness of Macedonius and Eudoxius and their tenets, and at Ephesus for the first time of 200 against the most wicked Nestorius and his tenets, and at Chalcedon of 330 against Eutychus and Nestorius and their tenets, and again at Constantinople in a fifth council in the time of Justinian the Younger against Theodorius and the epistle of Theodoriot and Ibus and their tenets in opposition to Cyril. And again a little lower, the synod held in the city of Rome in the time of the most blessed Pope Martin in the 8th indiction and in the 9th year of the most pious Emperor Constantine, we also acknowledge. And we glorify our Lord Jesus Christ as they glorified him, neither adding aught nor taking away, anathematizing with hearts and lips those whom they anathematized, and receiving those whom they received, glorifying God the Father, who is without beginning, and his only begotten Son, begotten of the Father before the worlds, and the Holy Ghost, proceeding ineffably from the Father and the Son, even as those holy apostles, prophets, and doctors, whom we have above mentioned, did declare. And we all, who with Archbishop Theodore have thus set forth the Catholic faith, thereto subscribe. Book 4, Chapter 17 of the Ecclesiastical History of the English People by the Venerable Bede.